Hello.
Hello. So
Hello.
you guys must have knew the number that you sent me doesn't work. All right, bet. Can y'all help me get off the side of the road or no? Y'all playing with me right now, and I don't like this shit. I don't fucking like this shit. Y'all keep transferring me the numbers and hanging up and calling me back. If you know the number ain't gonna fucking work, don't transfer me to the number to try to help me. Come on now. You want to do your mom like that? You want to do your grandma like that? So don't treat this black person like this, because y'all got me fucked up, bruh. I've been on the fucking side of the road for 2 hours. I'm calling my roadside insurance that I pay insurance to. And you guys keep transferring me the numbers and calling me back. Like, can you guys help me or not?
Yes, I need to know.
Man, that's what you, somebody said that last, man, you're the fourth person I talked to. And I don't like this shit, bruh. Every time they transfer me to a number, they keep calling me back. Oh, did that work? Did that work? No, send me to somebody that fucking works, bruh. Come on, now I don't pay insurance for bullshit-ass roadside assistance. Come on. Y'all really got me fucked up, bruh.
Brandon,
man,
Brandon,
it's sad,
Brandon.
Man. It's so, yes.
Brandon.
Yes, man. I mean,
tell me where the car is located. Man. I need to know where the car is located.
It's off of Vineyard and 9th Street.
Brandon, I need to know where the car is located.
It's off of Vineyard and 9th Street. I'm off of Vineyard, the main street, and 9th Street, and Rancho Cucamonga. You sound like the guy I just spoke to.
Yes, I'm the same guy. Somehow the call got disconnected. That's why I'm giving you a call back.
Oh,
I don't know what happened.
My bad. It got transferred and the phone was ringing and it went to voice message.
Okay.
So you might have got transferred. You hit the wrong button, but I was talking to somebody's fucking voicemail. You know, I don't like that, man. All right. So it's bigger than nice.
Let me know the zip code of that area.
Let you know in what?
The zip code.
I can't speak up for me, please.
Can
no,
you hear
no,
me?
No, I cannot. What'd you say?
The zip code. Zip code.
Oh, man, I don't know. My tire blew out in a random city, so I don't know the zip code, bro.
All right, hold on
my
one moment.
My zip code is 91739, and that should be the same city, but I don't know where I'm at right now.
Okay, give me just
one second. Might be 91736, but 91739 should be the closest.
All right, one moment.
Talk to me.
I'm right here. Give me just one second. I'm trying to pull out your information, okay?
Is that a tow truck? No.
No, I'm the guy who's going. I'm the guy who's going to send the tow truck to you.
No, I just heard some beeping. I just sat down now, man. My day is fucking over with. I'm over today, man. You don't understand when you on the side of the road for 2 hours and you're trying to find help and nobody fucking helps you. You call your insurance and I'm sorry. You're helping me, yes. But before you, it was a lot, man. At this point, the police could show up behind me. I don't give a fuck what happens now, bro.
But what happened?
Why
you been sitting over there for 2 hours?
Say that again.
What happened? Why you sitting over there for 2 hours? What happened?
I was driving down the street and I heard this loud noise. It said pop. So I noticed the front end of my car was kind of shaky. So I pulled over. Excuse me. I pulled over and looked at my tire, and my tire got a big ass hole in it. Like, it's on the rim right now. So I was just driving down the street. My tire blew out. That's why I'm stuck on the side of the road. But had I known I was going to wait 2 hours, I would have drove that shit on the fucking rim just to try to get to a tire shop, you know? Y'all lucky I ain't got no kid with me. I would have sued your asses on God, bro. This negligence, this time y'all waiting, y'all don't take this seriously. But roadside assistance, you don't know if people on a freeway, a highway, you know? This is some real life shit, you know? But, you know, that's just what it is. Like I said, my tire just blew out. I'm going to wait for 2 fucking hours. And nobody has helped me, and I keep calling the same people. So I'm not going to sue you now, but if I had my son in the car, bro, I'd have sued your asses. On God, I'd have sued your asses. All of y'all. Your whole fucking company, because y'all negligent. Y'all don't have a time-efficient manner, you know? And I hope they recorded me so they could fix this for the next person. It might be a white lady that's ready to sue y'all. You understand? So, you know, just y'all just got to be more of a help. I understand you helping me now. It's been 2 hours and 7 minutes going on. But, you know, what about the emergency 2 hours ago? So I'm just bringing this up. I know they recording calls. I just want whoever listened to this call to better the position for the next person, man. Because y'all got a business like this and it's a 2 hour wait. Y'all should be out of business. And that's just real shit, bro. That's just real fucking shit. We paying for roadside assistance. Y'all can't help us to 2 hours later. Where the fuck do they do that at? You know? This is new to me. So, you know, I would say sorry for complaining, but I'm not sorry because y'all had me waiting for 2 fucking hours. So this is the shit you got to hear. And I wish you would hang up on me. I wish you, I'll sue the fuck out of y'all. I wish you would hang up on me. I'm just fucking irritable and agitated. It's Friday. I got shit to be. And y'all just letting me down, bro. Y'all just letting a nigga fucking down. So I'm done ranting. What else do you need?
I do apologize for everything that happened. I just, you know, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, let me know where the car is going to.
But I don't know. What the fuck? The lady on the phone beforehand said she was going to. All right. So the lady that called me before, maybe you can pull up her notes. She said she was going to tow my car to a tire shop. Okay. She got the notes. I just needed help. I was hoping y'all could replace my tire. She said, no, we got to tow it for something. We're going to tow it here. So talk to her. She works in your fucking building. Figure out where y'all are towing my car at, because I don't know. Like I said, I'm just trying to get my shit off the side of the road. So you acting the wrong motherfucker, bro. Like I said, a lady already talked to me, and she told me where y'all was going to tow my car. It should be in your notes, because to be honest, I don't have that fucking answer. Shit, y'all told me y'all was going to tow my car to a shop, and now you asking me where I'm towing my car to? Like, what the fuck, bro? I got to think for y'all, too? Shit, y'all hiring? You're not making my job easier. Check your notes, bro, and figure out where she said she was going to tow my car to the nearest tire shop, and that's where my car is going. Don't ask me no, like, I'm not answering shit for y'all. I've been on the side of the road for 2 fucking hours. You're the fourth motherfucker I talked to.
Brandon.
And you want to ask me where I'm towing my car to?
Brandon.
Bro, two people asked me. No, I'm.
Brandon, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you right now.
All right, and understand
I'm,
that.
I'm asking you because
to,
I don't
no,
see
I
don't see that information
bro,
in the notes.
I understand.
Notes.
I don't give a fuck what the fuck you're saying. I need your help, though.
Brandon.
I
Brandon,
talked to three of your
work
employees.
With me.
Hear me out, sir. Three of your
Brandon.
Employees. They told me. Two of your employees told
Come.
Me. We have to tow your car
work with me.
To the nearest tire shop. That's what
all
they
right.
told me.
Brandon, come work
so
with
I don't
me.
Know
all right,
where that's
let's
at.
Work this together. Let's, like,
you
let's work this
I don't
together.
Know where that's at, bro. I just
Brandon.
Need some help to get off the side of the road. You ask them. Ask
Brandon,
them
all right.
Want,
I,
where
I'm going to tow your vehicle. I need cooperation from
man,
you.
Man, and I can't even hear you. You got me mad right now, sir. I don't
can
know
you
where
hear
the car's
me?
Going. They told
you
me,
hear me
where they was going
to
tow the car at.
Brandon, you have to
now
listen.
Now you want me to look up a tire shop after they told me where it was going? Like, whose side are you on? I know you're on their side, but you got to help me get off the side of the fucking road, bro.
All right, Brandon.
I don't know where my car is going. The lady said she was going to tow it to a tire shop. I should have got her name and her badge number, man. Y'all be letting me down. Let me get you. All right, look, I'm walking back to my car. Give me 2 seconds. I need your name and your fucking badge number. Because I'm tired of this fucking shit, bro. Y'all got me fucked up right now. 2 hours, and now you prolong it. You going to ask me where I'm going to tow my car at? Bro, y'all told me where y'all was going to tow my car at. Why are you? That should be in your notes.
The fuck, man? What the fuck am I paying for? I got to think for myself? Shit. I should start my own business.
I know, 1 second. I'm back in the car. I need your name and your badge number, bro. Because I'm getting ready to hang up on you, and I need some real help. I need somebody that's going to help me get off the side of the road. What's your name?
My name is Joshua.
And what's your fucking ID number, bro?
ID number? I don't have an ID number.
What's your last name?
M-O-R-E-N-O.
Okay, so the lady asked me, she asked me, where do you want to tow your car? I said, I don't need a tow. I said, I just need to get my car off the side of the road. She hit a couple of buttons and made some shit, she said, okay, we're going to tow your car here. Now, when that happened, she said, I'm going to transfer you to the tow guy, and the car disconnected. I called back twice. I got somebody else. They did the same thing, and I got you. So, I mean, I could pull up the tow, but I don't know where I'm going.
All right, don't worry. Don't worry. I found a place. I found a place. But give me one moment here. You need to get your tire changed, right?
Yeah, I have a big yes. I need got to get a change. Hopefully, like a used tire shop. It's possible.
The reason I'm asking you questions is because there is nothing in the notes. Okay? There is absolutely nothing in the notes. That's what I need to know. Give me one moment. All right. I need you to confirm with me where exactly are you located, because the address I see here, I need to know if you are close to there is one place which is called Searing Industries. Are you close from that area?
What's it called, sir?
The zip code I see here is 9. One moment.
So, to be honest, I'm in the middle of the city, and I'm off an arrow, and it looks like Vineyard. I don't know the zip code of my location.
Is that the Rancho Cucamonga?
Yes, sir. Rancho Cucamonga, yes. Where are you at? Why do you say it like that? It's Rancho Cucamonga. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Just to confirm, the one I see here is the East 9th Street and Vineyard Avenue. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I don't know if it's East. Yes. Vineyard, okay. Vineyard, the Vineyard, and then 9th Street. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Give me 1 second. All right, and would you like to ride with the driver to where you're going?
Man, I guess, yes.
Do you have your mask?
Yes, I got a mask, sir. I do.
All right, just 1 second.
And let me know the tire place so I can figure out how much I got to pay when I get there, please.
Okay, the tire place I see here, I'm going to tell you right away. Just 1 second. Yeah, good question, because we have to make sure that, they have the equipment.
The tire, to do that. Yeah.
Just one moment. All right, the one I see here, it's called Used Tire Center.
All right, that's good. Used tire, that's cool. I just want to get a used tire. That's fine. Thank you so much, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much, man.
Okay. All right, I have to let you know something that probably you are not going to like, but I have to tell you anyway. All right.
Okay, I'm listening. Yes, sir. I'm
okay.
I'm ready.
The thing is that your policy covers only $100 of service. Okay, meaning that in any case, let's say for example, the driver I see right now that I'm going to say right away, he may not be able to take this service, or he may. But if he wants to take the service and he wants to say, like, no, man, I'm going to charge you $120. You will have to pay $20 out of pocket because your policy covers only $100.
So, look, if I'm paying insurance, you guys should do your job and help me help y'all. Don't send me to nobody like that. If my policy covers somebody, fuck with me and just deal with somebody that the policy covers with, okay? I don't want to pay no fucking extra money, especially if I get a tire. You're right. I'm not going to like that. So, I'll wait on hold for a couple of minutes longer, but y'all should have a tow company within your business because I'm paying extra for roadside assistance. Now, best believe, if I'm paying extra for roadside assistance, the last thing I fucking want to do is pay extra. And this is an insurance company working with a, you know, y'all got me fucked up. So take your time, figure out a company that'll help me get to a tow shop. I'm not paying extra out of pocket because I already paid extra for my insurance. So. You know, just
all right.
Figure that out.
I can do that. I can definitely do that. The thing is that it's going to take me a while to find a driver that will take the service for 100. Okay? I'm going to do that. But probably that's not going to be that fast. All right?
And think about it. You guys should already have this shit established for people that's paying for insurance and the roadside assistance. What if I had a call at 2 in the morning? You would have, oh, hold on. Let me find, like, come on. Knock that shit off. I know y'all got places there. This is a business. Y'all should have partnering businesses to help. Like, if I'm paying for insurance, y'all should already have a list of people to help people on the side of the road. Now you talking about, oh, we got to pay more money. No, nigga, fuck that shit. I've been paying more money on my insurance. That's why I fucking have roadside assistance. You know, as a partnering company, you guys should just do your job and try to make it easier for some. Nobody wants to spend fucking money on the side of the road, you know? So don't hit me with no shit talking about, oh, you got to pay extra. Fuck that shit. Find me somebody that covers my insurance with the roadside so I can get some help. Because when I get to that business, I still got to come out of pocket. You're not going to get this money, so fuck them niggas. Just help me get off the side of the road with a partner that you guys, you know, y'all not helping me right now. Right now, y'all scamming me. And I got your name and your last name already to sue your whole fucking company. On fucking God I am, bro. Y'all got me fucked up. And I don't know if y'all doing this because I'm black. But I seen a Mexican call and get some help instantly. And I asked him, I said, what's your insurance? He referred me to the insurance. Now that I'm black, I'm calling. Y'all got me waiting on the side of the road for 2 hours and a half. Like, nah, figure that shit out, bruh. Do what you got to do, but just believe. Let me know it's some fucking racism in your business, and I'll fucking sue y'all asses. Because, like I said, my Mexican partner, he was on the side of the road. He wasn't waiting for no 2 hours. You feel me? So I don't like this shit. Nothing. The next thing you say to me is let me know when somebody's coming to tow my fucking car off the side of the road under the extra money that I'm paying my insurance. If it's extra, you're doing your job fucking wrong. Figure that shit out. Figure out what it might take time, but you got me fucked up, nigga. On God, you got me fucked up. I'm paying extra for the insurance. You want to charge me extra? Nah, bro. Figure that shit out. And I know y'all got the businesses because it's a fucking business. My uncle works for the Better Business Bureau. Bro, I have to get y'all name and shut y'all fucking down because y'all scamming niggas right now. And on God, you got me fucked up. Don't scam me, bro. Don't fucking scam me. So figure it out. Man, y'all got me fucked up. If you got somebody that can, you know, just tow me to the shop. I got to spend more money when I get to the shop. No extra charge or nothing. That's why I'm paying extra on my insurance. If I got to pay extra more, bro, on God, I'm going to sue y'all asses. I'm going to sue y'all because y'all got, well, y'all not helping me right now. I could have called Google and found my own code. Hey, do y'all take $100? Hey, do y'all do this? You know, help me since I'm paying extra. That's all I'm going to say. If you cannot help me, just hang up. And I'll still sue y'all fucking asses. But I'm giving you all this information. I'm done talking. Now, I've been on the road for fucking 2.5 hours. You know, and you're not helping me at fucking all. You want me to spend more money even though I'm paying my insurance more money so y'all can help me. You got me fucked up. You got the wrong black person, bro. I am not him. So help me get off the side of the road. So I'm going to leave it at that. You ain't got to say shit to me. Hit a couple of buttons. Figure it out for me. Like I said, if you can't help me, hang up. And I bet you on your name is going to be the first name on this fucking lawsuit, bro. I've been sitting on the road for 2.5 hours. Come on now, bro. If I spoke Spanish, I bet y'all would have had my asses off. I don't like this shit, bro. Y'all got me fucked up, bro. Man, y'all got me. It's, man, I've been on the side of the road since 12 o'clock. You look at your fucking clock, nigga. It's 1:43. How? You know, 1:43 and I still can't get no help, man. But this is y'all business. Y'all good business, huh? Come on now. Y'all got to help me. Can you help me or what, man? Y'all got me fucked up right now, bro. I don't like this shit, bro. I don't like this shit, bro. Y'all not helping me at all. I'm just sitting on hold so you can help me, sir. I don't want to talk or nothing because I've been talking for 2.5 hours, bro. Y'all not even helping me. Can you figure that part out and just send somebody to me? I don't want to answer no more questions, no $100, no $20 extra. I'm not paying shit extra because I still got to get my tire fixed when I get there. And I hate to come at you like this, but, bro, I've been sitting on the side of the road for 2 fucking hours. You don't understand. And it's Friday. I got shit to do. Y'all not helping me at all, man. I don't... Are you listening? Are you there? Are you working with me or did you hang up already?
No, I'm right here. And I have to tell you that...
I'm so sorry, but it's like I need help. You don't understand, man. I'm done talking. Go ahead.
Okay, Brandon. I have a driver for you, and the best I can do is 60 minutes from now. He's going to be there within 60 minutes, 1 hour.
This is very frustrating, man. Very frustrating, man. So, now, okay, I started walking, I paced myself, I prayed to God, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm back. However, you got to hear me out, though. The dude that you said $20 extra, oh, you say you didn't have nobody. Just send anybody, man. Just send anybody. And this lawsuit is going to come regardless.
This one,
just send anybody, okay?
This one is probably not going to charge you anything, okay? Because it's priced.
If I have to pay 20 more money, fuck it, I'll do so, but... Man, I'm telling you that all this is going in the lawsuit, bro. I'm done. I'm tired of being on the side of the road this Friday. I'm ready to go, man. And I'm on a busy street. You don't understand where I'm at. If this is my job, bro, I would come get you personally. That's how God blesses me. I'll come get you personally. I ain't going to have you on the side of the road after I told you on a busy street. You know? And I know people listening to this call, they should want to help people that's fucking stranded, bro.
I understand.
That should be the key, man. You in a business to help people, but you're not helping people.
I do agree with you. The thing is that I live very, very far away from you. So all I can do is send a driver that is, you know, it's a local driver that is going to tow your vehicle. And,
like I said, I can't hear you guys' this phone call.
Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you now, but I couldn't hear what you were saying. But it's okay. Just let me know when somebody's fucking coming to help me, bro. Sorry. I'm really done talking.
Brandon, did you receive the text message with the ETA?
Text message?
Yeah, a text message. Can you check your phone with for me?
Check it right now?
Right now. Go and check your phone. All right,
hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got the text message. What I do? I call them or what?
Okay. When you can give them a call within 40.
Say it again.
Whatever happens, give them a call and let them know that you're still waiting for them. All right?
Okay. Are they supposed to be calling me in anytime soon?
Yes. They send you the text message. They did let you know that they're going to be there within 60 minutes, which is 1 hour.
60 minutes? You said hours?
1 hour. 1 hour. They're going to be there within 1 hour. That's the best I can do. That is the best I can do right now.
No, I understand. All right, so just wait for them, and if they don't show up in an hour, just call that number back or what?
That's correct. You call them
back.
That's
correct? Okay.
Uh-huh. Can you let me know the number that you see? Because I want
to
confirm.
Say that again? The phone number? All right, 1 second. It says 951-850-8330.
That's correct. Okay. You're all set up, and they're going to be there, all right?
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. My pleasure. You have a great day. Whatever happens, just give me a call back, okay? All right? Brandon, can you hear me? Brandon, can you hear me? All right, I'm going to disconnect the call. I wish you a great day, and whatever happens, just give me a call back. All right?